continuing to look at the Word of God. And we started several weeks ago looking at the Bible, the Word of God, and how it fits together and how we are to look at the Word of God. And so we started with Genesis, went through Exodus, and so we're looking at Leviticus now. And so if we're going to understand the Word of God, as I said before, is that it's not up to any private interpretation, but yet God knows that his ways, his thoughts are so much higher than ours. He has not left us to try to figure out his word for ourselves. What does this mean to you? At some point, we do get to that place, but you can't start off with what do I get out of this? What do I think the word this means to me? Because we need to get the mind of God first. And so I thank God that God lets us know what his word means inside of his word. Inside of his word. Amen. And so I share something with you before, as we're going to get into this, the book of Leviticus, and you can turn to the first chapter, is that I basically said, I don't know if it was last week or previous weeks, I said that basically the whole Bible, all 66 books, are really six, at least the other 61 books of the Bible are basically built upon the foundation of the first five books. So everything that is contained in the whole Bible is really encapsulated in the first five books. That's primarily why they're first. It sets the foundation. God spoke to Moses like he spoke to no other than Jesus, you know, himself. The Father spoke to nobody else like he spoke to Moses, where he spoke to him face to face. And so he did that not because Moses was special, but because he knew he had to give such a heavy revelation to mankind about who he is, what he desires, what he wants, that he had to give it directly to Moses. Amen. And so when we look at now Leviticus, so we've already went through Genesis. Genesis, the very word Genesis means beginning. So they named the book after the first few words, in the beginning. So the book is called Beginnings. And one thing that I don't know if I gave to you, but everything that you want to know about the beginning of a thing, it is in the book of Genesis. I think I shared with you before that God is logical. We just have a false sense of logic, a false sense of reason. And so God's word is not something that cannot be comprehended to one degree. It is. God set it up where we can understand it. He told us to love him with all our heart, our soul, and our strength. And also in another place, it talks about our mind, love him with all our mind. And so God gives us his word. He wants us to think. He wants us to understand his word by way of our cognitive understanding also, as well as our spirit. So anything you want to know about where did this come from, where did this start off with, it's somewhere in Genesis. We looked last week at Exodus. Exodus means to leave, to exit. So it is the book that talks about exiting out of trouble, being brought out of bondage, and the whole process. And so we looked at that. And so now we're looking at Leviticus. Leviticus is the name, really basically comes from the Levi tribe. It basically comes from the tribe of Levi, which was the priestly tribe. Everybody say priest. Priests. Now the thing about the priests is that the basic understanding of the priesthood is that they are the representatives of God to mankind. Okay? And so you had the whole tribe of Israel, but you had the whole people of Israel, but you had the one tribe of Levi and of course the high priestly line of Aaron, that they were the priests. They were the ones who were to represent God to the people and represent the people to God. And so we need to look and see that this book is going to tell us something. It is going to tell us something. Just like Genesis, the main thing is to let us know the beginnings of all things. Exodus tells us about, basically tells us about the exit out of bondage, exit out of unfavorable.